Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the big matchup coming up this weekend, the Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Titans tight end Jonnu Smith. Jonnu, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, Jonnu. Hope you are as well. Happy holidays to you and your family. So Jonnu, obviously, the accomplishment of winning the division, something that hasn't been done around here since 2008, and I know that's not your end goal, and you've got the playoffs to worry about now, but what does that accomplishment of winning the division mean for you and this team and this group of players?
It's huge for, you know, the city. It's huge for, you know the fan base, man, and you know, this team as well. You know, it's just, you know, claiming that, you know, we are, you know, we are the South. You know what I mean? We got the South, but like you said, man, we got much bigger goals than that. And, you know, it's a huge accomplishment, but we've got to keep moving forward and reach those goals that, you know we can attain.
And, Jonnu, obviously, you know, we're going to talk about this huge matchup this week, big opportunity for you guys. But I did want to ask you about Derrick Henry this year. And just as a teammate of his for the past few seasons, what has it been like to see his growth as a player? And what's it been like to be a part of, you know, a historic season like he just had here?
Yeah, man, it's been huge. Like you said, it's a historic season, man. The guy's a hell of a worker. You know what I mean? He's earned every yard that he's gotten, man. And, you know, it shows, you know, day in and day out when he comes in the building. So just to, you know, see him grow, you know, he's a hell of a teammate on and off the field. You know what I mean? So to see that happen to him, man, you always want, you know, good things to happen to good people. So to see him, you know, get those accomplishments and just become the player he is, man, it's good to see.
Jonnu, obviously, you know, it's a tough blow for the offense when you lose Taylor Lewan. Anytime you lose a player of that caliber, you know, it sucks, and you wonder around the league, like, how many teams can sustain a loss like that. But you guys have been able to still remain incredibly productive offensively, even without him in the fold. How have you guys been able to do this? How have you guys been able to continue to play at such a high level offensively?
Because we heard the guys, you know, that are not starters to the same standard that are guys that are starters. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of the mindset that we have in this building. You know, the next man up mentality, and you expect it to fulfill that role just as the guy in front of you did. So it's no surprise that those guys who had to stepped in and are, you know, competing and performing at the level that they're performing at, man. So it's no surprise, and that's the reason why we're here today. I had his opportunity to play playoff football.
Yeah, and obviously. Yeah, and obviously, Jonnu, I mean, then Ty Sombrello comes in, does a good job, and then, you know, last time you guys played Baltimore, David Quesenberry has to come in at the end of that game, and you guys get it done. And there's been, like you said, there's been other, you know, people, I mean, Aaron Brewer stepping in and helping out and things like that, guys banged up. From the outside looking in, Jonnu, it has looked to us like you've had to stay in more. Maybe since Taylor went out, is that too simplistic? Is that accurate in your mind that, you know, basically you've had to be a little bit part of protection more and maybe a little bit less part of the passing game?
I just more so what you know, has to do with you know, just the game plan and, you know, our opponents and, you know, just certain things that we want to get done as offense, man. And I've always been a player that, you know, I just do whatever it takes to win. You know what I mean? And that's the ultimate goal. You know, everything else comes with it. It comes second. So, you know, when you're playing this game, you know, you do what you can do to help the team win. So, that's just kind of been my mentality about it, man. And, you know, we playing playoff football, and I'm going to continue to have that mentality. You know what I mean? So, you know, whatever we called to do.
Titans tight end Jonnu Smith on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Jonnu, to that point, as you evaluate yourself in your game, where do you think you've improved the most here in this season, in this last year or so?
Just being able to slow the game down from a mental aspect, man. I think, honestly, that's where I improved the most. You know, of course, it was, you know, some things physically that I got better on. But for me, you know, my biggest, you know, improvement to myself was just, you know, slowing the game mentally. I'm in year four, man, and I think coming into this league, you know, you're going against guys that's older, so you might have an edge on them, you know, speed, quickness, sometimes strength, you know what I mean? But those guys, man, that have been doing this for such a long time, man, they've took a mental approach to the game, and that's was giving them the edge. So for me, I just try to, you know, tune that aspect up, you know what I mean? And I think the game has came a lot easier to me, a lot smoother to me since then.
Jono, with this matchup coming up Sunday, one thing I always try to figure out is, it seems like a playoff game should be all the incentive anyone needs, right? I mean, it's the playoffs. This is what you play for. Both of these teams want to make runs to try to make a push toward the Super Bowl. But there are other things people talk about. You guys beat them twice in the last calendar year. You know, they're favored, even though they're coming to you in a lower seed. You know, the pregame thing that happened between you guys and them a little bit in Baltimore. How much does that stuff matter?
Man, it's gonna be a physical game. You know, it's gonna be a boxing match, and you know, they know that, we know that. You know, they're a good football team. We're a good football team. We're a physical football team. You know, they pride themselves on being a physical football team. So, you know, we know every down that it's gonna be dirty and nasty and gritty. But that's the kind of team that we are, man. So, you know, we look forward to it. That's the game that we want to play.
And, John, and to that point, like, we've heard a lot of players say that, you know, the intensity's there every week in the NFL, obviously, but playoff football is different. Just different. Like, how much different is it from an intensity standpoint out there?
It's guys are giving much more effort, you know, that, you know, guys are not taking, you know, any plays off, man. You know, this is for the marbles right here, man. So you can only know that, you know, we just going a little bit harder, you know what I mean? And, game's faster, you know what I mean? And it's faster, you know, everybody always say, you know, the NFL is the fastest game, you know what I mean? Like, man, this game is faster, you know, when it's playoff football. So you just got to be ready, man.
This Ravens defense, Janu, if you could compare it to one, obviously they're getting a couple of really important guys back in the interior in Calais Campbell, Brandon Williams, that weren't there in the meeting in November. But then even from last year to this year, how do they look different to you as you're looking at them on film this week?
Like you said, they added some key pieces, man. You know, they got some guys in the back end that are really good. You know, all around, you know, guys in the middle, you know what I mean? A good defense, you know what I mean? I give credit when credit is due. You know, we just got to come out and play our brand of football, though. You know what I mean? That's what we've been doing. We've never looked at the opponent. You know what I mean? We've never looked at the logo on the helmet or anything like that. That's not us. You know what I mean? We come out, we do, we ball. We respect our opponent. And, you know, we compete. We win. That's what we do. You know what I mean? So, you know, they got a lot of great guys on that side of the ball. But, you know, we don't worry about that. We just got to come out and play our brand of football.
Titans tight end Jonnu Smith on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Jonnu, just from our vantage point, it's been pretty incredible to watch Corey Davis and what he's been able to do this year, especially when you factor in everything that he's been going through off the field as well. What have you seen out of Corey this year? What kind of a jump has he made, in your opinion, this year in this offense?
Man, to be going through the things that he had to go through, you know, this season, and it can perform at the level that he's performed at, it's been nothing like it. You know what I mean? Another, man, great guy, just on and off the field, man. And a guy I got a lot of respect for, you know, a guy that comes in here, works, you know, works his behind off every day. And, you know, he just, you know, he wants to get better, and to see him improve, man, and to see him, you know, come from where he's came from, you know, that's been also very good to watch, man. It's been a pleasure to watch and to see him grow. I know he's going to continue, you know, reaching heights. But it speaks a lot,
Janu,
of, you know, testament to his character from the things that he's definitely overcame. So,
oh, sorry about that. So, yeah, Janu, first division title for this franchise in 12 years. So, first home playoff game too. And I know it's obviously, you know, you guys would love to have the fully packed stadium, just like everybody in this league would love to have right now. But about 15,000 fans, and you've had that a few times now. How much difference does it make still to be at home and to have that many people cheering for you guys?
Yeah, man. I mean, like you said, like, you know, it's tough to, you know, fill those stadiums right now with what's going on in the world. You know, it's, you know, of course, you know, we all know right now that, you know, the impact of the fans in the stadium isn't as crucial as it's been in the past. But, you know, we're going to take home field advantage all day. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of what's the situation, we're going to take home field advantage all day, man, because it definitely, you know, it's just a lot that goes into that mentally, man. You know, you got to travel and you just got to get where you're playing in a state, and that's not true. It's a lot that goes into it psychologically, you know what I mean? And, you know, you may find the edge. I mean, we're all professionals, man, so this is what we do day in and day out, and it's, you know what I mean? But you may find the edge somewhere within that, and you know what I mean? And that could probably be the difference. So, you know, we'll take home field advantage, man. But yes, it's a tough time we're going through right now as a society, and you know, I'm thankful and glad that we, you know, we got through the season fairly healthy. You know, I know, you know, this season, man, there's been a lot of guys that, you know, were affected, but you know, thankfully, you know, everyone's, you know, for the most part, seems like you know, guys had it and, you know, overcoming it, or, you know, hopefully we can just keep those numbers down.
Titans tight end Jonnu Smith has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexer. Jonnu, really appreciate you taking time to join us, and good luck on Sunday against Baltimore.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Some great stuff there from Jonnu Smith, and it is interesting. I mean, you heard it there from him, Joe. We talked about it earlier in the show. Home field advantage, it's not going to look the same. It's not going to be quite what you hoped, you know, heading into the year about what maybe a crowd could look like, but still very important for these players.
Right. Like, they'll still take it. And, you know, it's still, again, like that, I think back to the one game they had with basically no one. I'm trying to remember, was it like eight people or something? It was, you know.
Yeah, was that the Jacksonville game?
Yeah. I mean, that was bizarre. Actually, the game at Baltimore, you know, because I was at that game in November 22nd. That was a dreary, you know, overcast day, and you drive around the stadium. I mean, it really was like one of those zombie movies, you know, like an NFL Sunday. And just it's very different going from zero to even just, I think, a couple thousand probably makes some kind of a difference. So, you know, it's not going to be disruptive to your opponent, but it's still at least some kind of appreciation for you, which you would think would be a little bit of a bump for a team.
When we come back, ESPN.com has come out with their NFL playoff quarterback rankings. Where does Ryan Tannehill fit into that discussion, and do we agree with it? We'll find out on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.